The News and Talk of West Texas presents Isidro Gutierrez and the Did You Know Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Isidro is a former Lubbock County Commissioner, and he brings a unique Hispanic conservative viewpoint to KFYO. Phone lines are open at 770-5790. Now, here's Isidro Gutierrez.
Well, a great West Texas Sunday afternoon to all of you listeners out there in Lubbock County and in the surrounding counties, 150 miles to the north, south, east, and west. Hello, this is Isidro Gutierrez, the most objective Hispanic commentator on radio, coming to you from the studios of KFYO. Dear friends, today we're going to talk West Texas values, and we have a guest in the studio right now. His name is John David Brugel, and he is running as a candidate for precinct number 2 for Lubbock County Commissioner. John David, welcome to KFYO and the Did You Know Show. Glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Isidro.
All right, well, we're going to get right into it because we got a heavy schedule today on the show. Now, John David, you and your opponent, the incumbent Commissioner Heinrich, had a debate, and it was actually aired, and it is still available on the Lubbock AJ's website, I guess. And it's a very interesting discussion. So you had a few things that you talked about, and I want to kind of touch a little bit on some of those things. For example, Commissioner Heinrich claims that that one of his great accomplishments and it was that he balances the budget. But that's required by law. You have to balance the budget. So why would that be a big requirement? Yeah. So that was one of the things that kind of got me going. And the reason that I started off with that is because I want folks to understand that we don't have anything personal against Mr. Heinrich. We like Mr. Heinrich. He's a nice guy, you know. But we want leadership for Lubbock County. And you, John David, are the new generation of leadership for Lubbock County. So tell us about your experience at the state legislature.
Sure, Isidro. Well, I had a really unique opportunity to work as a staff member for a member of the legislature in the 83rd session, Representative Scott Turner, one of the three Republican black state representatives, actually. He's now running for Speaker of the House in the next session, and we're hoping he wins.
Oh, right. Well, if he does, then you're going to have a very powerful friend in the legislature there, John David.
Yes, sir.
Big advantage. You know, that's another reason to vote for you for county commissioner. All righty. Now, Mr. Heinrich is saying that he has cut taxes. But you put out a press release, I guess, refuting his claim of cutting taxes. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're actually not refuting his claim. He did cut the tax rate. He'll save everybody about $10 a year. But this is after 4 years of tax increases.
Hold on. So he cut the taxes once, but he increased it four times.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fussy math to me.
Yeah, so since Commissioner Heinrich's been elected, you're paying about 14% more in your property tax every year.
The other thing that was mentioned during your debate was the $100 million price tag and the bond that was issued for that for the Lubbock County Jail. Now, the problem was that Mr. Heinrich was not accurate in his statement that the $100 million were voter-approved because the record shows that only $89 million were approved by the voters. So where does he – why is there any explanation for his statement that the $100 million were voter-approved? Because clearly they were not.
Well, perhaps he was just talking about how part of it was voter-approved, something like that.
The other $12 million were actually added to the building by the commissioner's court itself. So only $89 million were approved, and the voters never approved the staffing and the operations and the maintenance and things of those nature. So
well, Cedro, with big projects like that, I think it's important that we be transparent and open with our citizens. And that's something I'd like to do through my town hall meetings I'm planning to host as a commissioner.
That was one of the points that you made during the debate, that you want to hold town hall meetings because you said that
it just hasn't happened. You haven't seen commissioners host town hall meetings. You see city council members do it. But when was the last time your county commissioner invited you to come out and have a discussion with him in an open forum?
There's never been a town hall meeting, right,
that we know of. I can think of.
Well, actually, I don't know of any either, come to think of it. So it's a transparency issue, and you're running on a transparency platform. One of the planks of your campaign is transparency, including evening meetings.
That's right. In addition to the town hall meetings, I'd like to move the meetings of the commissioners' courts to the evenings. My opponent has opposed this, thinking it's going to cost us extra, and it actually won't. In a lot of ways, it won't. We won't have to pay our employees overtime. They'll be they'll actually
– compensatory time is available. Yeah, that's not – now, this is very interesting. So what you just said is that your opponent, Commissioner Heinrich, thinks that comp time or maybe some overtime is more important than transparency. That's a – you know, John David, that's just difficult to understand why – Mr. Heinrich would think that that a little bit of comp time, perhaps a little bit of overtime, is overrides the question of transparency that you've brought up through your evening meetings. We know evening meetings work because they have worked very well at City Hall.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I was in the county commissioner's courtroom a few weeks ago attending a meeting. I was able to get off work that one Monday morning, and almost nobody was there except one journalist. I'd really like to see that increase in citizen participation at the county level. I think that'll make our county government stronger, and I think it'll give our citizens more opportunities to have a say in what's going on.
All righty. Well, we're going to hold you to that promise. When you get elected, we want you to make sure that it's a public thing that you try to get some evening meetings up there. And you know what? I know the commissioners, and I don't see that they would object to having evening meetings. Especially after the fact that the city council evening meetings have successfully brought huge participation from the public. Because 10 a.m. in the morning on a Monday morning, nobody's free. They're all working. I mean, you got to be retired in order to attend those meetings. So anyway, good luck on that. And John David, since we're on the topic of transparency, last year, and this is a criticism of the whole commissioner's court, and it's coming from me, not from you. Last year, they had a budget, public hearing on the budget, on a budget that had not even been written or given to the public. The public were asked to comment on a budget that they had never seen. And to me, that was just incredible. It was actually outrageous that they would do such a thing. The other thing that I think differentiates you from Commissioner Heinrich is that he has voted 99.99% of the time yes votes. There has been very little deliberation, as far as I can tell, on the court coming from Mr. Heinrich. What is your position on your independence as a member of the court?
Sure. You know, I wouldn't have any particular loyalty to any faction other than my constituents in Precinct 2. I do my best to think critically on every agenda item that came up, and if there's something I didn't agree with, I'd make that known, and I'd make my case.
Tell us about your campaign. How's it going?
It's going great, Isidro. We've been making contact with voters, going door to door and talking to folks on the phone. It's been going great.
All righty. We have a caller on the line, and it's Michael Ward. And Michael, you have a question for Mr. John David?
Well, I'm a big fan of John David's. I met him several years ago when he barely turned 18, I think, our platform committee meeting, and stayed till midnight with us. He was so interested in all of the issues we were dealing with, and I just thought that was an amazing thing for a young man his age. And he's on my endorsement list. I just think the world of him, and you've got a fabulous ad that's running. So you're right in there between Greg Abbott and Charles Perry's ads. So it makes you look really good. And you are really good. He's an outstanding young man. He was homeschooled. He's not going to tell you all these good things, but he has a great family. He was homeschooled. What'd you do? Finished college in about 15 minutes or something.
Well, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
I'm overdoing that part, but I think it's time that we don't just say ho-hum, business as usual. And I'm glad you pointed out that their tax cuts are 1/100th of a penny or something. They're not what you'd call tax cuts, and they never want to factor in any more than the city does the huge amount that comes in from sales tax. All these entities that fail to do a comprehensive thing on what the tax rate really would be if it were calculated where it included all of the revenue. So I think everything that you're bringing out and all of this openness and more inclusion is the same thing we need everywhere. And another one that I'm interested in kind of knowing your take on, because there's been a little bit of cooperation now between the jail and the sheriff and the city, and it's saving, you know, some personnel. So I'm wanting somebody that'll think outside the box and, you know, do some more of these cooperative things where we're overlapping some of the functions and so forth. So wanted to get your take on that. And if y'all don't mind, I'll call back when we're talking about something else in a bit.
Hey, Michael, I want to thank you very much for your call, but we've got to go to a break right now, and we certainly do appreciate you calling in. We're always happy to hear from you. So let's go ahead and go to break, and we will return right out in a few minutes and continue with the Did You Know Show and talking West Texas values. Alrighty, we're back with some country western music to talk West Texas values right here on the Did You Know Show with Isidro Gutierrez, the most objective Hispanic in Lubbock County, coming to you from the studios of KFYO. And today we've got John David Brugel. He's with us here in the studio. And John David, Michael Ward had asked you about the city jail and the county jail.
Sure. You know, I think that's a good idea and an example of something I'd like to continue as a commissioner. They basically closed down, or they're planning to close down the city's little holding jail downtown, combining it with the sheriff's jail downtown. One concern of mine would be to make sure that the county's getting paid by the city to do that, to make sure we're not incurring unnecessary costs and keeping our revenue up. But yeah, I'd like to do similar things like that.
Going forward. Right now there's a little bit of duplication going on down there, and this would actually save taxpayers some dollars, wouldn't it?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What about your campaign? What's your webpage? Hold on. Listeners, time to get a piece of paper and pencil, because John David's about to advertise his webpage.
And my webpage is johndavidbrugel.org. That's JohnDavidBrugel.
And does your webpage show endorsements that you've received?
You know, it doesn't yet. We'll put some of those up there.
Because you've received some important endorsements.
Yeah, we're proud to have the endorsement of Tim Lambert. He's a statewide figure, our former Republican National Committee man for Texas. Proud to have the support of several other community leaders and community members.
Okay, tell me what Tim Lambert likes about you.
Tim has been a mentor of mine for years and years, and Tim understands that I'm the kind of conservative that Lubbock needs to go forward.
You know, John David, you're homeschooled, right?
Sure.
One of the statistics that I love about homeschoolers is they have a 0% dropout rate. You know, I don't think people think about that too often, but homeschoolers, they go on to graduate every time. After, you know, it's mom and dad that's kind of watching over you, making sure that happens. So Tim, you got an endorsement from Tim and his organization, and who else?
That's about it as far as formal endorsements go right now. Mm-hmm. Hopefully over the next couple of days, we'll be releasing some others.
Well, we'd like to see that. We'd like to say here at the Did You Know Show, in the case of your race, that it is time to pass the torch to a new generation, and you are the new generation. And you know, and I want our listeners to understand: we don't dislike Commissioner Heinrich. He's a great guy. We like him. He's a nice person. But you know, if we keep electing the same people election after election, and then we say that, well, we only have a 20% approval rating, in the case of the U.S. Congress, a 9% approval rating. Well, why is that the case? I know that that people that have it's difficult, you know, to vote against somebody that you really like, but we need to change the pattern that we have in this country of just election after election sending the same people back over and over again and expecting change. It's not going to happen. We need someone like you, John David, on the commissioner's court that is going to bring this transparency deliberation to the court, you're going to bring the idea of independence to the court? For example, we mentioned that Mark Heindrick has voted 99.9% of the time yes votes. Where's the deliberation? Where's the discussion? Where's the dialogue? I'm sure the public was against the tax increases the four times that Mr. Heindrick voted for the increases. So you, on the other hand, are saying, and as part of your platform, you're an independent person.
Sure. And, you know, our Republican Party grassroots have really respected that. I'm honored to have the endorsement of many of our Republican precinct chairmen, like Michael Wyatt and Michael Mervahill and people like that.
All right. Well, great. Is there anything else that you want to add about your campaign? Because we're getting close to 12:30, and we have a U.S. Senate candidate, Mr. Stovall, Dwayne Stovall, calling in. So give us your final pitch to get the voters to vote for you. By the way, I'm going to vote on Tuesday morning, which is the first day of early vote. And I'm going to remind voters that early vote starts on Tuesday.
Well, thanks again for having me on, Isidro. And I want everybody who's listening to go and like my Facebook page if you've got Facebook. You can connect with me on there or on my website and ask me any questions you've got about my policy platform.
Go ahead and repeat your webpage so folks can be sure to write it down.
It's johndavidbruegel.org.
Very good. John David, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Isidro.
We appreciate you coming to the studio.